Lord, we love you and we appreciate you. And thank you for the family of God, for the time we had this morning, Lord, that you allowed us to be here, to be a part of this, Lord, of what you're doing. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord is calling his wayward sons and daughters home. You know that? The Lord is calling them home. Hallelujah. And he doesn't want you to get into the sample aisle. He wants you to get into the full buffet that he's serving. He wants to fill your life to an overflow of him so that you will be an expression of his heart in this world, because without him we can do nothing. So be filled with the Holy Spirit. Drink deeply from the wells of Yeshua. Jesus is the Messiah, amen, the Lord, the refresher. He is the refreshing. Amen. He is the fountain of living waters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we trust the Lord. Amen. Commit your ways to him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And every decision, you get in the car, you get up in the morning, amen, you're going on a drive, whatever, you're going to eat something, pray over it, pray, commit everything to the Lord, amen. How many believe that's a good idea? Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes God gets blamed for the things that we cause because we neglect his voice. We don't listen when he's trying to talk to us. You want to know God's will? I think we want to know God's will, don't we? And we need to start listening to his voice when he's talking to us. Amen. Sometimes the Lord is only going to give you a step, a small instruction. Come on, let's see what you do with that. And we want the big picture, we want the big thing. Amen. God says, well, what are you doing with what I've already given you? What are you doing with the fishes and the loaves that you possess? Amen. Hallelujah. Give your life back to him. Amen. He can supersize it. He can make something beautiful out of the mess. I know he's been doing that in my life. How about you? Amen. He's still working on me. We're all a work in progress somewhere along the line. Amen. So you're in a safe place today. There's no holier than thou. There's only one fully holy one, and that's Jesus. Amen. But he makes us holy. So our faith is not in ourselves, but in him who makes us holy. All right. Because otherwise you're under the hard taskmaster of self and performance. And of course the enemy knows how to put a false burden on you too. To dump a bunch of stuff on you and put you on a guilt trip. You ain't doing enough or not doing good enough. And there's plenty of people out there that will remind you when you're not doing what they think you should be doing. Or doing as much as they think you should be doing. But we really need to answer to one, don't we? At the end of the day, is have we obeyed the voice of the Lord? Have we been faithful to him? See, some people want to control you through guilt and shame, manipulation. We willingly choose the will of the Lord. We place our will under the will of him. And when we're under the will of God, when we're under the authority of God, then we can exercise authority. It's no mystery that we are in an intense spiritual war. And it's intensifying, isn't it, by the day. The Lord told us it would happen. And we're living in a time of great lawlessness. We see it everywhere. Rebellion, which is a sin of witchcraft. It's really a spirit of witchcraft. And I felt it necessary to once again address a subject that is controversial. And I don't know why it would be. Because I think if we have the heart of Jesus and the understanding through his word, we will know that God hates anything to do with evil and anything with the darkness. See, the enemy can only camp out in the darkness. He can only abide in the dark places of our lives if we allow him to. If we are sympathetic towards sin, he can establish a stronghold there and continue to operate and destroy us. And so we should have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. We have to completely boot him out. Amen. Boot the devil out. There's an old African song that was, shut the door, keep the devil in the dark. Shut the door, keep the devil in the dark. Amen. You got to shut the door on that dude. Don't give him even a foothold. You know, the sales people will tell you, because I did it for a very short time. And I'm no good at it, so I'm glad I got out of that thing. But I couldn't lie to people. That was the biggest thing. But they say, you got to get your foot in the door, Jim. Well, some people, that might not be a good idea, you know. You might have a broken foot or something, but they said, if you can get your foot in the door, you know, then they'll feel obligated to let you all the way in. And that's how the enemy works. He just wants to get his foot in the door. Because he wants to get all the way in. And he doesn't come in all at once. He just comes in little by little. Little compromise here, little compromise there. And next thing you know, he's sitting in your living room. And you're saying, how did he get here? Well, you let him in. Title of the message this morning is really a question. Should people celebrate Halloween?
No.
We'll have a closing prayer. I want to read you an article from a man named David J. Meyer. He was a former astrologer and occultist. Now he's a born-again pastor. Quote, in the early days of England, there was a kind of witchcraft known as Druidism. The Druids were called men of the oaks and were a strange clan of men who dressed in white robes. The Druids worshipped Cernunnos, the horned hunter of the night, the horned hunter of the night. Halloween was sacred to the Druids because their sun god receded to the underworld on October 31st, which is why darkness increased and light decreased, according to the reckoning. So as darkness set in on October 31st, the clan of Druids would put on their white robes and hoods. They would carry sickles and Celtic crosses as they began a torchlight procession. At the beginning of the procession, a male slave was killed and dragged by a rope fastened to his left ankle. The Druids would walk until they came to a house or a village where they shouted the equivalent of trick or treat. The treat was a slave girl or any female to be given to the Druids. If the people refused to give a girl as a treat, blood was taken from the dead slave and used to draw a hexagram or a six-pointed star on the door or wall of the village. Spirits of the horned hunter of the night were invoked by the Druids to kill someone in the house or village by fear that night. There's lots of information on this. You can go. There's a whole lot that I'm not going to share, but I'm going to give you a snapshot of what this really is and how we've been duped. Even as a child, I grew up trick-or-treating, not understanding what it was about. We just thought it was a fun holiday. So if the house or village gave a girl as a, quote, treat, the Druids put a pumpkin or gourd with a face carved in it, come on, in front of the door or gate of that place. Inside the pumpkin or gourd was a candle made of human tallow, human fat, to keep evil spirits away. Thus, the jack-o'-lantern was and is a sign that you have cooperated with Satan. The treats or female victims were taken to Stonehenge, where they were raped and killed and then sacrificed on the sacred bone fire until only glowing embers were left. The bone fire is the original of the modern-day bonfire. A lot of things we just toss around, we use, we repeat, not understanding the root. As a matter of luck, is another teaching right there in itself, luck is not of God. For winter survival, all villagers were expected to use the glowing embers of the bonfire to light their hearths. As we can clearly see, Halloween is not harmless. Satan has people in our modern era mimicking the witches and druids of old. All of this is cursed of God. We live in a time when witchcraft is being revived. Would you agree with that? And you see it in the rebellion of our day. And why people should not celebrate Halloween. First of all, because of what I just read, and there are many articles that will agree, and people that have been involved in the occult can confirm a lot of this as well. But Halloween originated in paganism. It was known as the Celtic Festival of Samhain. It was also believed on this night that ghosts, witches, goblins, black cats, fairies, and demons of all kinds were said to be roaming about because the veil was the thinnest between the living and the dead. So Halloween was also thought to be the most favorable time for divinations, which the Bible forbids, concerning marriage, luck, health, and death. It was a day on which the help of the devil himself was invoked for such purposes. So in early America, Halloween was not celebrated at all due to America's strong Christian heritage. Regardless of what people are saying and trying to redefine our history. Because, by the way, you can't trust Google anymore to get historical facts. Some people hold on to your old history books if you still have them, by the way. But many of the Christian groups who settled America, like the Pilgrims, the Puritans, the Quakers, and Baptists, refused to observe Halloween, including All Saints' Day. So the spirit of Halloween is based on fear and evil. There is a spirit behind it. And there is a rush to evil. And that's why people are attracted to it. There is an unholy buzz, if you will, attached to it. In 2 Timothy 1:7, how many know this? For God has not given us a spirit of fear. All right? But of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, it's very important that we understand that fear is really the opposite of faith. The enemy is after your faith. So he wants to magnify himself in what he's doing and create fear so that you will shrink and bow down to the fear and cooperate with him. Give in to pressure. How many have given in to peer pressure before growing up? Maybe even as adults. See, the enemy uses fear to control. It's the spirit of witchcraft, manipulation of others for selfish gain. And so as followers of Jesus, we obviously should not entertain anything that magnifies fear and evil. Again, the devil wants to make himself look bigger than God because you will worship what you fear. And that's why I'm always telling people, don't watch the horror flicks. Don't entertain fear. You want to fill yourself with the word of God, amen, with truth. And you want to build your faith. You don't want to magnify fear, but you want to magnify faith, a confident assurance in your God, that your God holds you. And I can tell you that, I can tell the time of year we're in right now. How many else are sensing that? Oh, yeah. Amen? And to where recently I've had to deal with something in the middle of the night. So I know that the enemy is prowling right now. And people need to be aware of who we are in Christ. We need to know our authority in the Lord. Amen? And I'm telling you, if you believe in your God and you put your faith in Jesus Christ and you invoke his name, amen, the enemy knows those who believe. And he'll hightail it. You don't have to call in a priest, amen? You just need to call on the great high priest, Jesus Christ, amen? And then speak his name. Hallelujah. You and I in the New Testament are God's priests, aren't we? A royal priesthood. So we shouldn't entertain anything that magnifies fear and evil. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is right there on the wall. Is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Because behind Halloween is a spirit. And obviously it's not the Holy Spirit. But because it's fear-based, we know it's not of God. So many people have brought destruction into their lives because they have bowed down to fear. But God has not given his people that kind of spirit. We've been given a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Amen. And the Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear. So you need to be filled with him who is perfect love. Amen. So there's no place dark. There's no place of giving permission to the enemy to operate, because you're not compromising with the world, the flesh, or the devil. You're keeping yourself holy for the Lord. Amen. And you're not entertaining evil or fear, because those are the things that the devil uses as tools, again, to control people to bow down. Why will the masses bow down to the spirit of Antichrist and to the Antichrist? He's going to use fear. If you don't do this, you're not going to buy or sell or eat or have access to health care or whatever else he's going to use. Amen. But he's going to use fear, or we'll come after you and we'll lock you up. Understand how that works? How many have experienced that during COVID, how they use fear to try to manipulate people to do what they wanted them to do? And that was a test run, I believe, for what's coming. So we need to be prayed up, amen, and aware and discerning. But Halloween mainly focuses on the darkness, witches, ghosts, monsters, the occult, even violence and death. So much of it is morbid. Ephesians 5:11, it says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. So what is our authority? Our authority is the word of God. You know, everybody has an opinion, but I want my opinions to be based in truth. Amen. If it's what God says, it's what I believe, and I'm going to receive that. Amen. I'm going to just be wise and listen to what God says. The Bible says, don't be wise in your own understanding. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Ephesians 5:8, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Hallelujah. How many know that light always overcomes the darkness? It only takes a spark to get a fire going. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, stay away from every kind of evil. Stay away from it. And so should Christian parents be exposing their children to something that glorifies death and evil? No. You know, and I've witnessed this. We were doing a thing a while back. It was a multi-church thing, you know. We said, well, we'll have this, what do we call it? It was not trunk or treat. No, it was a pumpkin bash. Okay. Which I understand the idea is that we want to offer an alternative to children. But the problem was, is that if the parents did not quite understand what this is all about and what the real root meaning of Halloween is and why they should avoid it, amen, then they would just come and get extra candy at that thing and then immediately go out and do trick-or-treating afterwards. See, people perish for lack of knowledge if they don't understand the roots of certain things that we happen to do and just take for granted because it's a tradition. You know, we can nullify the Word of God by our traditions. So Halloween is a trick of Satan, is what it is, to get people involved in something that promotes the demonic. And the idea is to promote evil as something that is fun and entertaining. So here are God's instructions to Israel before they entered the land of Canaan. Deuteronomy 18:9, when you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, be very careful not to imitate the detestable customs of the nations living there. For example, never sacrifice your son or daughter as a burnt offering, and do not let your people practice fortune telling or use sorcery or interpret omens or engage in witchcraft or cast spells or function as mediums or psychics or call forth the spirits of the dead. What did he say about this in verse 12? Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. It's an abomination. It is because the other nations have done these detestable things that the Lord your God will drive them out ahead of you. In other words, if you want the enemy out of your life, out of your family, out of your home, quit compromising with him. Quit allowing him in. Amen. In your thought life, what you're entertaining, what you're receiving through your eye gate and through your ears, what kind of music you're listening to. We need to guard ourselves, guard our hearts diligently, because it affects everything you do. How many Christians unknowingly engage and occult practices? I'm seeing children running around, even from Christian families, but just simply because they don't know any better. And they're wearing all kinds of occultic stuff on their t-shirts. Unicorns and dragons, I could go on, but fortune telling, horoscopes, Ouija boards, Dungeons and Dragons, Harry Potter. Well, some Christian parents have had a real problem with not being able to have Harry Potter in their home. Well, you can do what you want because God gives you a will. But if you're wise, you'll listen to what God says. Because the enemy is not playing. He's out to destroy, isn't he? And in the areas where we compromise, we give him permission. Deuteronomy 18:13, he says, but you must be blameless before the Lord your God. The nations you are about to displace, consult sorcerers, fortune tellers, and the Lord your God forbids you to do such things. Why? Because they were to be a holy people. They were not to have other gods. They were not to put their faith or their trust in objects or other things or other spirits. They were to be fully committed to the Lord. Amen. As a bride to a husband, you and I know different today as being united together in Christ. Jew and Gentile, one new man in Christ Jesus. We are his bride. We are to keep ourselves holy because he is holy. And we are saving ourselves, keeping ourselves for that day when the Lord returns to receive us. Are you going to be ready in that day? We need to be ready, for the Lord is coming. And we all know that kids love candy, right? Dressing up in their favorite costumes. And so the devil knows this too. So he uses these innocent things as a means to draw children unknowingly into pagan worship. Nothing wrong with costumes. Amen. But what are the costumes representing is the question. The devil wants people to see evil as something enjoyable and fun and not as something that will destroy their soul. And again, if we look at the origins of Halloween, the Celtic festival of Samhain, by the way, it's pronounced Samhain by the Wiccans. It's easy to see that it is not of God. It's important that we explain these things to our kids so they are aware of the dangers of Halloween. And I know parents have attempted to do this, and they've had some real problems with their children acting out when they were told they can no longer trick or treat. And I want to say something. Listen, in the areas where the devil has a stronghold or a foothold, you will find people strongly resistant and often even become violent or have an outburst of anger when you touch that thing, come on, that has control of them. When I was a youth pastor, I used to talk to the kids because they'd be wearing omelets and all kinds of things. Not egg omelets, but, you know, amulets. But sometimes they'd be wearing stuff around their neck that I knew was demonic. And I'd say, hey, you can't be. That's like a magnet for a demon, you know. And I've seen them really act up bad. One girl ripped that thing off her neck and threw it down and stomped out of the room. At least she took it off. But it was that upsetting, you see. And if you touch somebody's idol, often they'll get upset. Amen. When the word of God comes in, sometimes it can cause us to be a little uncomfortable, and it's a good uncomfortable. It's a kind of a hurt so good kind of thing, right? Thank you, Lord, for that word. Ouch, but thank you. Amen. I needed to hear that. I love you and I love truth, and I don't want to offend God. Amen. It's one thing to offend man, but it's even worse if you're offending God. I'd rather offend man than offend God. I want to please the Lord. How about you? So then each one of us, Romans 14, will give an account, right, of himself to God. And remember Ephesians 5:11, once again, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. Most Christians believe that we are living in the last days. Do you believe that? Yes. So we need to be on guard against all deception of the enemy. 1 Peter, I sent this out yesterday, 4:7. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. God warned Israel to have nothing to do with the pagan practices of the nations of Canaan. They were not to cohabitate with these people because of their false gods, their idols. So in Numbers 33:51, he says, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, When you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out, what? All the inhabitants of the land from before you. Destroy all their engraved stones. Destroy all their molded images and demolish all their high places. In other words, completely root it out. Amen. Today that translates into have nothing to do, amen, with the enemy, have no sympathy for the enemy, give him no place in your life, no permission for him to operate, no, amen, little subtle, if you will, compromises with him. You don't want anything to do with him because his plan is to destroy your life. Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So we need to make a decision who we're going to follow. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So we want to get rid of all these things. In verse 35, he says, but if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall be that those whom you let remain shall be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your sides. That's just like the enemy, isn't it? And they shall harass you in the land where you dwell. We've gone to pray for some folks before, and we've been invited into their homes, and because things were going thump in the night, they were having problems, and so we always pray and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal if there's anything, you know, that is obviously brought into the home that could be a problem, and you'd be surprised at how many things sometimes we innocently take into our homes, thinking that's just a little idol from Africa or some little trinket that I bought from the market, you know. And yet they can actually be something that is actually accursed. It has a curse attached to it. And by the way, I've heard this from other people that have come out of that world, even talking about Halloween candy, that they're placing curses on the candy itself. So the children are in, right? They're eating. Now you can't curse what God has blessed. So whatever you're eating, you should always what? Pray over it. Because a blessing, right, trumps a curse. It overcomes it. Because you don't always know what you're getting when you eat. Amen? So always pray over everything. And give God thanks for it, of course. And it may seem cruel to some, but actually the Canaanites were some of the most corrupt and immoral and depraved people the world had ever known. So God had dealt with this people, the Canaanites, for over 400 years without any change on their part. And then he knew that if his people did not dispossess them, Israel would become infected by their immorality and their pagan idolatry. Therefore, God told them to drive the Canaanites out of the land and completely destroy every trace of pagan worship. Every trace of it. Pray, say, Lord, is there anything in my home that needs to go? And don't bring it down to goodwill. Destroy it. Amen? It's like that time back in the 70s where I had a bunch of satanic albums. And my mom was a new Christian then, but she went to this thing where they were talking about how, you know, the music is so infected as well. And you have to be careful what you're allowing and bringing into your home. You know, and they have people also cursing the items that go out, even the albums. And of course, I was a teenager and I knew better than that. They did, you know. But my mom said she would even offer me some money. So that sounded a little more attractive. Well, she's going to give me some money for the album. I'll just take the ones that I could let go of, you know, easily enough. I got tired of them, you know. And so, you know, the problem is a lot of times people will say, well, okay, God doesn't want me listening to that or watching that or, you know. And so what do? They take it down to the local bookstore or, right? Or no, you just need to get rid of it altogether. Amen. You don't want to put that on somebody else either. But there are so many things that we don't seem to understand, because a lot of it is because God's people do not think like people who are given over to wickedness or evil. And that's why we have to rely upon the Holy Spirit for discernment, because we don't think like those people. We're not thinking, I mean, you're finding out stuff, you're like, they actually did that? They actually do that? They think like that? Why? Because if you have the mind of Christ, it's not in your heart to do those things, but you also have to be discerning so that you don't unknowingly involve yourself with something that is connected to Satan and gives him permission. to operate, you see, in your life. So because of the lack of knowledge, people perish. So God told them to drive out the Canaanites, right? And get rid of everything that had to do with pagan worship. So again, we need to get rid of anything in our lives. 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So, Halloween, what does it mean? Hallowed. What does hallowed mean? It means to set apart as holy. So they're calling something unholy, holy. God's name alone is to be hallowed, or set apart as holy, not some pagan festival. Psalms 113, verse 3, from the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. So we must take the time, parents, take the time to teach your children. Amen. And you need to not allow your child to manipulate you emotionally into compromise with something that you know God disapproves of. Come on, you're not their buddy, you're their parent. Amen. If you love your kids, sometimes you're going to have to make them upset with you to protect them. That's why it is when speaking the truth sometimes it's not popular, is it? You may upset some people, but if you care, if you love, you'll tell them anyways. Because we're not here to represent ourselves, but represent the Lord who sent us. Amen? We're ambassadors representing his interests here. And so we must speak his truth, his word. And those who have a heart that's open and receptive will receive the truth. They'll be converted, amen, they'll be saved. But those who reject Christ, amen, will be lost. Why? Because they're already lost without him. And he's the only hope of salvation. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's only through Jesus Christ, amen. He is the door. He is the way to life. Hallelujah. So have nothing to do, all right, with the unfruitful works of darkness. And by the way, there's nothing sinful about having fun. But we must do so within the framework of God's plan for our lives. All right. So obviously, Christians and people in general should not celebrate Halloween. And how do we know? Why can I say that? Because it's not based upon my opinion, but on the authority of God's word. Isaiah 1:18 says, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Amen. This is the promise of God. Hallelujah. God wants you and I to come into rest in him, to have peace with God. Amen? Not to be tormented by the enemy. Amen? So if there's been any compromise in your life, you need to take an evaluation of that. Pray about it. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you. Not if, but where. I'm compromising. Amen? And be open and be willing and obedient to obey his voice. What will happen is if you obey the Lord, amen. And even sacrificing sometimes things that you cherish, but you know God doesn't approve of it. Then God will reward you with that which is superior. Do you want more of him? Then give him the whole offering. Let him have a vessel, amen, that is pure. That is, amen, that is cleansed. In every area that there's no compromise, there's no place of security for the enemy any longer to operate in my life. It's always the little compromises that keep people tethered to this world and keep them bound up by the enemy so that they're not experiencing the joy of freedom that is in Christ and that is available to them today. God wants us to enforce in our lives what He's already done for us, amen, in the cross, and that He's overcome principalities and powers and rulers of wickedness, amen. Jesus Christ has the name above every name, hallelujah, far above all principality and power. We call upon that name, hallelujah, and we bow before Him, hallelujah, and we allow Him to reign over us, hallelujah. And when you do that, you have life and you have peace. You have fellowship with Him, hallelujah, and His love will fill your heart and all fear will leave. Amen. If you have fear, it means torment. It means you're not perfected in the love of God. In the areas that you compromise, you see, you'll give the enemy permission to create, amen, a stronghold of fear. And He'll keep people even from doing what they know God wants them to do because of fear of man. We should not fear man. But God gives us supernatural abilities. His grace, amen, is more than enough. When the early church was being threatened, what did they do? They called on the Lord. Said, "Now, Lord, grant to your servants that with all boldness we may speak your word." And when the place where they assembled was shaken, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. They weren't relying upon their willpower. Their willpower had failed them. Come on. I need God's grace. I need His power. God wants His people immersed in His presence. He wants us baptized with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. He wants us to be strong in Him. Amen. So we can overcome in life and reign in life with Him. That's God's plan for you, to reign in life with Him, not to be fearful and be bound and be, you know, messed up. God wants to make a, you know, clean up the mess, if you will. He wants to make every crooked place straight. Yes. But if you cooperate with the Lord, you'll never regret it. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Maybe it just means also a changing of the dial. We don't use dials anymore, but a flipping of the remote into something that's wholesome. Come on, right? Am I dating myself now with a dial? And the little antennas on top, you have to go like this. Hold your... Yeah. But we need to guard what we're watching. Amen. Don't entertain fear or anything to do with the enemy. You know, once in a while we'll go and catch a Christian film. Okay. At least it was advertised as such. That's another. Some of them are good, but there's a few that are. But then you get to sit for 20 minutes to a half hour of all the garbage at their. I'm like, man. How much the enemy is involved, amen, in entertainment and in cinema and video. And so we really need to guard ourselves. And I can encourage you, stay in the Word and stay in prayer. There's always going to be video after video and stuff, and we should not be blind to what's going on, amen. But we don't want to obsess in that either. We need to stay in the Word, amen, and stay in the presence of God. And the Holy Spirit will open our eyes to those things. When we see it, we'll say, "Now, I smell a rat. That's not quite right." It seemed right, because there is a way that seems right unto a man. But in the end, it's the way of what? Of death. So we don't want to go with what seems good. We don't want to be wise in our own understanding. We don't want to be judging things from our human intellect. We need the mind of Christ. We need the Lord. Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of truth. Show me, Lord, if this is of you or not. And don't be impulsive. Wait on God. Wait for confirmation. It doesn't have to be instantaneous. Sometimes it's been where, you know, something else would happen. Somebody would say something or speak to me, and all of a sudden, the answer came. Because He said, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. See, God doesn't want His people, all right, to be abiding in death. He came that we might have life. And He's coming quickly. And His reward is with Him. To give to everyone according to His work. Revelation 22:12. I am the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are, listen, are dogs, sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. And how many know that that word for sorcerers can also be witchcraft or pharmakia, drug addiction, which is a mixing of potions, if you will. It's a counterfeit spirituality. That's what drugs are. Drugs are an idol, actually. It's you're bowing down to that. You're paying homage to that. Come on. God wants to break the idolatry off your life. Amen. He wants to liberate every captive, all right, from every form of addiction. His people, God's people, are not to be bound by anything. We're not to be under the power of anything except under the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it's the Holy Spirit that will give you the ability to say no to your flesh and yes to God. There's a decision to be made here. We have to choose. We can receive this message and say, I'm going to make a change here. Has God revealed something to you as I was speaking this morning about maybe something that's in your home that you need to deal with? I would encourage you to right away, even when you get home today, if you need to pray over your house and say, Lord, is there anything that I need to get rid of here? Amen. The toy boxes are full of occultic things now. The children are playing with occultic toys all the time. Pokemon, I can go on and on about all the stuff that's being introduced into the toy box. Amen. And our children have no idea. You know, we as parents need to be wise and aware of the strategies of the enemy. Amen. The tricks of the enemy. We don't want to be fooled. Amen. And we don't want to be approving of something because you know what? People who are involved heavily into witchcraft and the occult are laughing at Christians who are playing these games. Have nothing to do with it. I want to be full of the Holy Spirit, full of light. I want to have complete peace with my Lord. Amen. I want to be in rest. Amen. There is a rest for the people of God. Jesus is your Sabbath, your rest. Have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me today? God wants you and I to deal with anything in our lives that is not of Him, that He does not approve of, if you're willing. And I can tell you by the authority of Scripture, the early church did the same thing. They took their books, their occult, you know, items, and they had a big, I was going to say bonfire. They had a big fire. It wasn't a bone fire, amen, but they had a big fire, amen, because they weren't going to bring them down to the local, you know, goodwill. They were going to destroy it completely. Why? Because it's satanic. It's destructive. And see, the enemy always baits you with something that's initially looking good, that seems good. Amen. It's kind of like when I was growing up, they used to put those, you know, they'd have candy apples that they give out. Amen. And some people were putting razor blades. And remember that? They were putting in our other stuff in those things. And so the kids would eat that and they would cut their mouth, you know, open. And I mean, just the evil stuff, that was a trick, wasn't it? Do you understand how this works? The enemy is very much involved in Halloween. Amen. And we should also warn others that are involved with this. Amen. That what they need to understand the root of it and what it actually is. It's actually glorifying Satan. It's glorifying death. We have nothing to do with it. Come out and be separate, says the Lord, and I will receive you. You will still be my sons and my daughters. Amen. And I'll be a father to you. Hallelujah. Guys, listen, I'm speaking to you from someone that was dabbling in this very stuff before I got born again. I'm telling you, amen, that there is complete freedom available to us in Christ Jesus. Amen. God wants to break the yoke, if you will, the oppression off your life today. Hallelujah. Can I ask everyone just to bow your head, just bow your head and say, Lord, is there anything that I need to repent of right now? Something that you brought to my attention? Has he brought something to your attention? Are you willing to turn away from it? Are you willing to get rid of it? Are you willing to make the change? Are you willing and obedient? If you are, you'll eat the good of the land. In other words, God will bless you. Do you want to be blessed of the Lord? Don't allow the curse. Don't bring something into your life, into your home, that's going to cause problems. If God has been speaking to you this morning, it's time to make a decision. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We're going to do what pleases the Lord. Hallelujah. I hate Halloween. Amen. Spirit of God in me hates it. Hallelujah. Therefore, I hate it too. Just take a moment, somebody else. Just pray. And Lord, is there anything I need to repent of right now? And would you be willing to cut loose from that? I'm just going to ask you to do this. I don't always do this, but I'm asking everybody, just every head bowed and every eye closed, please. No one looking around, please. I've spoken on this subject before. And I remember there's been times when I had spoke about this, that I had asked people to be honest if they had been involved in any of this stuff at any level. If they played around, they dabbled with Ouija boards or psychics or any of these types of things, even Dungeons and Dragons. These are opening these are doors that can be opened for the enemy to torment you, to bring destruction. And I've asked people, I've asked them to respond to the altar. And when they did, God broke that thing off of them. He set them free from that. And in some cases, they were delivered from demons that had oppressed them. God wants you to be free today. Don't make excuses any longer. But an honest heart God will deal with. He sees it all. He knows it all. He knows who you really are in your secret heart, where you really live. Would you come clean with the Lord today? And I want to ask, without anybody looking around, if there's somebody here who says, you know what, I feel like I need to be prayed for because I've been tormented by certain things and by the enemy, and I believe it's due to some things that I've allowed in my life, but I'd really like to be set free from that. If that's you, would you just slip your hand up? Okay. You feel like the enemy has a foothold in your life, but you want it broken today. Anybody else? Just lift your hand if that's you. Okay. God's going to do it. God's going to break it. You're honest before the Lord, He will set you free. If you're here also, I'm asking no one to look around right now. Please. And you're having nightmares, maybe night tremors. And you want freedom from that, I want you also to lift up. You're having trouble sleeping. Okay? Yep, God's going to do it. I believe it. All right. Thank you for your honesty. Hallelujah. You see, this is either you're in all the way or you're not. The Lord won't have you lukewarm. You're either with Him or you're not. You got to go all the way with Jesus. No sympathy for the devil. No compromise with the devil. And sometimes we don't even know why. But we're struggling with things in our lives. And God, but God knows. And I don't know. I'm not here to be your judge. We're here to help each other. Amen. We want to pray for each other. And we want to see each one of us be set free completely. No more bondage. And I feel the anointing of God is here right now. Really to break that yoke. Hallelujah. You're not damaged goods. We're all a mess without Jesus. Amen. And God wants to do a work in you.
I want to say something.
Let's pray together. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus, to die for us on our behalf. Lord Jesus, thank you that you were willing to lay down your life for us. You bore our sins on your body, on the tree, that we could be set free from the power of sin and the power of Satan. And we declare today that the power of sin and the power of Satan is broken in Jesus' name. Satan, we renounce you. We reject you in Jesus' name. You have no longer any permission to operate in my life or in my family. I am a child of God. I am blood bought. I'm property of Jesus Christ. So get out in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to pray over you. Father, thank you right now that this thing is broken now. Lord, you came to set the captives free. You came to set the captives free. So we declare freedom right now to the captive. Hallelujah. And all the assignments of the enemy that were against you are now broken in the authority of Jesus' name.
Break it.
Thank you, Jesus.